It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
If you had a hard time, or if every time you see some French fries, you just look at them and say, I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to take one. Okay, I'm going to take two. Now, why not three? Well, all right, I'll just eat them, and next time I won't eat any. They're that tempting, they're that alluring, and they're that bad for you. We all know that. So, guess what? Carolina is brilliant at figuring out how to make French fries out of really healthy foods, then bake them in a way that's really healthy for you, and so that your body will love it, and your kids and you will just die for more. How about that? I mean, in a positive way, die for more. Okay, we're not talking about negative. Okay. Carolina. How do you manage to pass by those French fries, those fast food French fries? I don't know. There's something about the smell that's like, ugh, struggle begins right there,
doesn't it? I know. It's intoxicating. I wasn't introduced to French fries until high school because I didn't grow up in this country. But when I was introduced, I mean, it was glorious. It's like, what are these delicious sticks of fried goodness? I have a friend that loves to say fried goodness. But anyways, they are delicious. I know.
No,
they are delicious. But the problem is they're just not worth it. They're really not worth it. And we'll get to it. But first, I don't want anybody to turn off right away because I want to give you a quick look into the future. The good news is you can actually recreate that same crunch and crisp outside with the fluffy inside that you get in a potato French fry without any oil and in the oven instead of deep fried. So just stick with us because, I think we can turn that world around and dare I say it, make some better tasting French fries in your own house.
Well, because you season them. I mean, French fries are salt. Let's have some fun flavors in here. All right, what's the first one you're going to share with us that we just can't wait to try?
Yeah, well, let me first.
Oh, we want to get into the bad side.
I want to make sure that we convince people not to eat those other French fries before we tell them why ours is so much better. And I'm going to do it quick because we all have heard this before. Trans fats, right?
Oh, yeah. They're bad.
They continue to be bad. They were bad when they first came out. They continue to be bad, if not worse. Studies come out time and time again showing just how much inflammation it causes within our body when we ingest trans fats. Trans fats is really the worst kind of fat there is. We should avoid it at all costs. And they're everywhere, not just in fried food. They're in baked goods. They're in snacks. They're in some creamers. So you kind of have to be careful with trans fats. Yeah. But the top place where you're going to find them are the fried foods because basically it's what happens when you put it at that high heat is what it does to the fat that transforms them into those trans fats. So they might have started off okay, but once they go through that processing, they come out the other end as trans and no good. The other thing about French fries, it's a double whammy. The other negative thing is, like Ellen said, the salt. The overwhelming amount of salt in French fries is just doesn't make it worth it. So those are your two top reasons. Let's get back to the good news, which is
Have you made
French fries at home?
No, I haven't. Yeah. No, I'm not good at this, but I want to try. So help me out here.
Okay, well, What's the first clue I'm going to give you is any root vegetable becomes a good French fry. So what you're going to do is, the trick is you're going to slice them up thin. So let's do potatoes because that's, of course, the original traditional one. You're going to slice them the same size as French fries. The thinner you slice them, the easier it will be for the end result to be similar to those fast food French fries. Now, seasoning is the key. So forget the salt and start adding some herbs, some spices to it. Spicy fries are my personal favorite. I love doing chili powder on my potatoes and then putting them in the oven. What I really love, this is a new trick I learned recently, Ellen, and I think you're going to try this one and you're going to find yourself making the best oven fries ever, is instead of just drizzling olive oil on your French fries, two things you can do. One is you can put olive oil in a Ziploc bag and then put the potatoes that you just cut in there and shake them in the Ziploc bag and then put them in the dish to go in the oven. So what that does is that you get a very thin layer of olive oil all around the French fry, and this is going to help the crispy outside really to the top notch in your oven. The other trick I found, if you don't want to use the plastic bag, now this is like you're gonna have to get a spray bottle, okay? So you know, like a little spritzer bottle, the same kind you would use. A lot of people have vinegar on them now. But put olive oil in one of those tiny spray bottles, and you just kind of spray your fries before you put the seasoning on them. The idea is getting a tiny bit of olive oil on all of the surface of the potato. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know what? It's coating them. It's coating them lightly, though, not heavily. Yeah. So that, because that's what adds to the crispness. And it's olive oil, so that's a good fat to do it with, because it can withstand the higher heats. So okay, so I'm already starting to drool. You're putting some cayenne on there, or chili pepper powder on for the spicy. Yeah. Do you add just a tiny bit of salt or zero salt?
I do no salt. In my house, we really try to go pretty much no salt. You can add a tiny bit. That's okay. It's really a preference. It's just that I have little kids, and I've cooked without salt for so long that it's to the point that even if I add a tiny bit, they complain. They don't like it. So we just keep it off
that's
the table.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you know, if you don't like spicy though, Parmesan cheese is a great addition to make any kind of fries in the oven. Yeah. And especially if you're using a different kind of root vegetable, like for example, the parsnips, I really like those. Or if you're doing, it doesn't even have to be root vegetables, zucchini fries are great with the Parmesan cheese. I like that one too. Sweet potato, oh my gosh, sweet potato baked fries are amazing. Once you try those, I mean, you won't look back to the fast food French fries again. And Ellen, you know, I should mention the oven temperature. The oven temperature is the tricky part, because you want it crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside. So I wish I could tell all of you right now that the magic number was, I don't know, 400 degrees Fahrenheit. But what I have found is my magic number did not match my sister's or my neighbor across the street, because I gave them the tips and they came back and said, I burned my fries. So what I found is ovens, even the slight variation in your oven can cause a big impact when you're making oven fries. So the first time, kind of play with it, start low, and if you don't see anything happen, bump it up another 25 degree Fahrenheit. You will have to watch it the first time you make it. But once you get your magic number, just remember that, and you can pretty much go with it every time. And the good news is, if you really can't get it just the right way the first time, you're still going to end up with like an amazing seasoned roasted vegetable that you can still serve. So even your mistakes will turn out as delicious side items. Does that make sense?
Well, so you're saying you should start at 400 and see how that works in your particular oven. And if you need to, you bump it up a little bit. How long are they in there for as a rule?
Yeah, I tend to find that mine are just right at about 18 minutes. But it really depends on how thin you sliced or how thick. You know, some people really like those wedge fries that are a little bit larger. I make those sometimes too. And those will take a little bit longer because, you know, you have more potato to cook, more of a surface area as well. So just play with it. But it's not hard. It really isn't. It's just a matter of doing it the first time. And after you do it the first time, you're going to become pro and really going to find how much fun it is to change up what kind of root vegetable you're going to make it into fry this week and what kind of different seasonings you're going to use. But if you didn't follow all of these recipes that we talked about today, you can find, I pinned several of different variations of fries recipes on our Family Food Kitchen Pinterest board on Radio MD Pinterest page. So take a look over there. You're going to find one that you like. And remember, in the meantime, you can always visit us on RadioMD.com to find some past episodes. Stay well.